is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, Healing Embrace with Linda Doset. Linda's intuitive empathic skills allows her to work on multidimensional levels. She is a medium for light language from source where her high-frequency beings of love and light come through to bring you expansive, beautiful, and loving energy to assist with your soul's journey here on Earth. Please welcome back Linda Doset to News for the Soul.
Linda, welcome back.
Oh, welcome back. Yes, hello. I'm laughing with all the
mix. On this end, I'll just let you know we're having a little trouble with our connection on this end for this show. So if you lose me, just keep on trucking.
Just keep on trucking along? Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I had a little giggle inside of me because I'm aware of the retrograde energies out here. And, yeah, including the little mishaps that are happening even on my home turf. So it's relevant.
Reintroduce yourself in the show and what's up for today.
Okay, thank you. So welcome everyone. My name is Linda Doset and I'm an energy healing and a conduit of source energy, and I'm a channel for light language frequency. So when I channel healing sound and tone through my voice, I'm bringing through frequencies of healing and assistance from source. And I guide people to reconnect to your breath and simple yet powerful ways to connect to the source of your being. So on today's show, I'll bring through a little guided meditation to get us on track. I liken it to the theme of today is the power of now, but harnessing the power of now. And I liken to that is how can we pivot to this unfolding moment, however it's showing up, but from a deeper place of resonance, from a place of anchoring to source energy. And especially in times of Mercury retrograde, we have the energy of potential chaos, mishaps, miscommunications, computer systems being overloaded, but it's a reflection of our own energy not being grounded also. So I know for myself, I've recently had all these interesting little events, including even my door 10 minutes before the show coming off its hinges, and I'm smiling and I'm laughing. I thought I knew that door wasn't quite right. I knew that door had something not quite right. And so now it's in a safe position. And yet in this now moment, do I land with the door and the things that are not resolved, or do I land with now, this moment, that source is within me. Source is where I must go to when I can feel I've become unstable or been affected by discordant energies all around me. And this is certainly playing out quite widely out there in the world. There's a lot of change. There's a lot of instability. One minute we can travel, next minute we can't. One minute we're told this is how it is for your full well-being, next minute something else is coming on. So there's all this noise happening on the external world that we are being buffeted. I liken it to the ship that's navigating a stormy sea and is not quite sure of which way the weather is going to go next. But there is a place that we can come into. It's the place of our inner being. The person on the ship with the weather changing, when that person, when the captain of that ship, which is like being the captain of our own world, when the captain stops and pauses and connects to their breath and finds a way to notice the environment, then that captain will be pivoted to the needs of that moment. That captain will be able to prioritize what is necessary to keep that boat afloat. That captain will notice the environment, the subtleties, the changes in the weather, the air, how the air is interacting with the water, the animals, the behavior of animals. So there's so much information available to us when we quieten the noise of the mind and invite the heart to harness the power of now. So this is what I'm inviting in today's call. How can we harness the moment of now? And it is through connection to the source of our inner being. And the simplest way that I know for me has worked time and time again is simply breathe. Catch your breath and anchor to nature. So in this moment, I will bring through a guided meditation to just align our energy to source so that we can harness the power of now. And we'll see what my healing team wishes to come through with healing frequencies to support the collective, and then callers after that. Let's see how the lines will be after that. And I have a beautiful drum here. So I'm going to start with just breathing, and then we're going to begin beating with the drum. The beating of the drum is like the beating of your heartbeat. It's like the heartbeat of Gaia. When we walk and stamp our feet on the bare earth, we connect to her and we ground our energy. It's so vital. If you find yourself in a flurry, in a stressed place where the mind is busy, so I liken it to like being a headless chicken, or like things are short-circuiting because they need to be grounded. They need to be earthed. I liken it to if we're trying to do too much but we're not fully plugged in, we will short-circuit ourselves. So we need to come back in. We need to plug in. So wherever you are right now, breathe with me. In your mind's eye, place yourself in a beautiful forest where in the distance you can hear the rolling waves of the ocean. And inside the forest, you are surrounded by mature, strong, majestic trees. And as you inhale, you can smell the sap of the trees, you can smell the fragrance of the needles and the leaves, you can smell the peat of the earth, and you can feel into the pristine freshness of the air. So important for us to know how to breathe and how to breathe in beautiful air, even if it may not feel like you can do it while you're out there in the outside world. You can in your inner world. You can pivot your energy and anchor to source energy and anchor to earth where she's most pure. Breathing into her, Gaia holds so much love for us. And she wishes to come through now to bring through some supportive energies. And I'll combine this with the drum when I'm guided to. So when you hear these healing sounds, be with your breath. Breathe as a tree. Breathe through your entire skin. The trees are the lungs of our planet. Feel into your feet and feel into your roots and send your taproots down into earth. Down, deep, 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 down beyond the rocks, the crystals, into her heart. Golden light, likened to this is her inner sun. The heart of her is the heart of you. And what she gives to us is what she wishes for you to give to yourself, to know who you truly are deep within. Breathe, my children. Breathe into the love. There is so much available here for you. Even though the outside world can appear tumultuous, changeable, the one constant is the beauty that is here, the love that I have here for you. Your breath of life, breathe into the beauty of being held. When you find yourself astray, when you find yourself running amok, when you find yourself unsteady, pause and anchor to something steady. Pause into your breath. Stop, get still. Visualize your roots going down and being anchored to Gaia, anchored to me. Being held by me, and breathe into love. Breathe into support. Breathe into beauty. Despite what has come and gone over eons of time, I am here.
I'm here holding you up. I'm here providing food and nourishment for you. A lot of what you see with the discordant energy patterns and weather patterns out there are usually from man's interference. They are not innately from me. So I do my best to calibrate, to readjust, and to bring calm waters to where the waters are stormy and rattled and contaminated. The ocean of my tears, the sea, salty water. When was the last time you had reverence for your emotional body? The natural way that your body releases and lets go of stress and tension, worry, dis-ease. Crying tears is such a natural way for your body to release and let go. Welcome this. Welcome getting to know your emotional body from a place of love and reverence. Why stop something that is naturally wanting to come out of you? When you are in the presence of love and safety and held by another, do you notice this is when you let go? This is when you have a good cry when you need to. A child that runs over and falls and hurts itself also needs to be held, not told to be quiet and toughen up, but just to be simply held, and that child will naturally release and let go, have a cry when they feel safe to. And in that way, the energy of the emotion body can come and go like the ebb and flow of the sea and come back into balance more readily. So harnessing the power of now is meeting yourself with support and love. When you recognize in the outside world at times it may be fraught with fear and tension, then you come into yourself, you come into your heart and you ask, what is it that I need? Give me what I need. Source of my inner being, show me what I need right now, and breathe into being met and held and heard. So in this moment, Source says, receive my love, receive support, receive the gifts of nature. Discover the creativity of your infinite soul to hold you in any storm. When you doubt, let your mind land with something that is tangible, so land with beauty. If you're not feeling beautiful within, then land with what is beautiful outside and breathe into it. It is simply reflecting what is innate within you. The mind can play tricks when it is separated from the soul, separated from your heart. So I invite you to be in the heart of you, like the heart of the tree, like the heart of a rose, the heart of a flower, the hum of a bee, the roar of the ocean. The ocean has many expressions, yes, dear hearts. There's a time to roar when you feel angry, when you have rage inside of you. How do you meet this rage? Walk along the beach, listen to the roar of the ocean, and harness the power of your breath. And find a safe release for you. The safety of your emotional body. It's like the pressure valve, the pressure release. Your body is not designed to push things back in. It festers, creates illness and disease in your body and a stuckness. So breathe with me. Breathe into being held. Breathe into love. When you reconnect to this inner being of you and you meet the world from this reconnection, you can be of more service. And you fill your own cup. And you have a cup to quench the thirst of others, do you or not? This cup is refillable. This cup will never run out. Like a tree on the airplane, something happens, it requires the oxygen mask. You must beautify yourself first, so that you are then available to help others. So we wish to refuel you. Harness the power of your breath and breathe the breath of support and love and source reconnection to your inner being that serves you in the highest, best way. to help shift any discordant energy within you in a tuned way, in a way that you can easily assimilate. So can you see how we are crafting this energy? You are the author of your own story. You are the captain of your own ship, and you can harness the power of your own breath and the breath of life and how you dance and flow within your body, no matter the occasion. No huka ki huhuka. So chaos invites, steadiness invites you to stop and pause and breathe and come from a reset. Take haste out of the equation and just give yourself a moment to recalibrate, and you'll be given what you need in this moment. And so we welcome the beat of the drum, interspersed with light language. And you don't need a drum to harness the power of this. You need to just merely beat with the palm on your chest like this. May the harness energies of the earth support you right now and give you safety to land, to be here more fully in your beautiful body and your beautiful form, so that you can make the most of the invitation of this time of great change, but opportunity of great growth and the capacity for you to adapt and grow and expand is immeasurable, dear heart. The indigenous tribes know how to dance with the earth. We bring this energy to you now. Healing. Breathe into your need and ask to receive remedy. Despite the mind's monkey talk, come into the resonance of your heart. With the feel into the source of your being is to feel, dear one. Breathe into your belly, breathe into your heart, like lighting the candle with the match. It requires your participation. Awaken into the depth of your being, the power of your body, the power of your breath, the power of your divine mind is anchored to the source of who you are, unconditionally. We invite support for the injustices of this world, harnessing the power of your prayer, your knowing, your kaikyo, ask to be shown how you can bring more support into this world, more support to you. Yes, support is real. So you ask from the energy of support. Iho kaikyo moka. Nati kua kia ha, I mūka kia nō tā, e ko ka kia moka. Niho ma ki o hu ka ka, una tia ma ki o ka ki mo toi ki o mo ka ka, hu ka ka. How thirsty are you to receive? Iho na ki o ku ka, this is innate, it is held within you. Your body is designed perfectly. Moa ki o ku ha, so sit in the silence of your soul. Discover, play, experiment, hu ka ki o ku. Know by your own direct experience how to harness the power of now through connecting to the source of who you are. It is also to be anchored and grounded in your body from an energy of safety. So does breathe in. Energy of safety now. Nyo ka ki o hoka, liken it to being held in a nest. Mō ka ki o ko, o ka ki o ko, ah. Each little baby bird hatches in their own time, and the egg needs the warmth of the mother and the father to come together as a family, to keep the eggs warm so they mature. The warmth is like the love and the devotion that is required of you to support the community around you. But you also need to be this with yourself. He kona te kora te akumaka. Nō ka kia roto ta kia tōna ke te kura ashe mō ka kia te mō kaka. Tōra te kua. So now we're going to weave in some healing energy with the beautiful crystal bowl. Bear with me while I'm just getting myself set up a little bit here. Again, be with your breath. Your breath is the wind beneath your wings. Your breath is what powers up your voice. Your voice is important. May you feel free to express the truth of your being in this world. It is so needed. Nō kā moko ka ki hua. So now we weave in a calming energy of being held exactly where you are, however you are showing up. You always held, dear heart, this love. Always available, just requires a pause, a stop, a sitting down, an anchoring to me, putting your roots down, asking to be held, asking to be filled up, asking to be anchored to the truth of your being, asking to receive a remedy. Same token, if joy is here, if happiness is here, you can also harness your breath to amplify what you see around you and feel around you. When you see a child smiling, you can breathe into that smile and connect to your own smile and expand with that person's joy. Like you can expand to the rising sun and to the setting sun, into the eclipse, and then the re-emergence of the moon or of the sun. Ikua kia mō ka ki o ka ka. Iua kia ono tō ka kia kō. The energy of being soothed, we bring to you this hour. Hey, oh. May beauty anchor you to the beauty of you. Nyuhuka kiuru takaha. May you hold your body with reverence and respect. And even in the moments of discord or disruption, may you see these as gifts, as invitation to come in to source, to come into feeling steady, to harnessing the power of your breath, anchoring to the truth of who you are, to call in your remedy, to call in help, to call in safety, to call in an expansion of the freedom of joy that you are. That is my wish for you. That is my invitation. Follow what delights you. Give yourself balance to the imbalance. Balance to the busyness is rest. Balance to fear and doubt is to land with what is certain. The power of your body, the gift of you right now still being here. The power of your gifts and talents, power of gratitude, landing with gratitude to balance out lack. Nuku ka kuna tia kuhakiha, breathing your breath into your body to bring ease, calmness, grace, flow, alignment, joy, harmony, hope. Nika kia kua kia uka. Kia, kia, kia. And so it is. So I'm going to see how the lines are holding at the other end and see if we've got anybody waiting on the line or if there are any email queries or questions to guide the next half of the session. How are you going there, Nicole? Are you there? So I will continue in working with the collective and see what now needs to come through. We're going to work with the gong. I have a beautiful gong here, hand-tuned and created in Wuhan. Beautiful Wuhan. So out of any stories you may have heard about Wuhan, there is beauty in Wuhan. There is divine creativity in Wuhan. There is craftsmanship in Wuhan. And the beautiful divine gong is an amplifier. Its vibrations are a representation of your own beautiful divine soul. And that your essence, the presence of your being, also echoes out into the cosmos like ripples across the ocean. Like your thoughts, your prayers, your intentions, born from love, born from source, born from heartfelt prayer for a better world, carry gravity. It's like sowing those seeds. You must water them, nourish them, like warming the egg with your love. And so before I strike the gong, be in your heart. Put forward your prayer. And collectively, all these prayers born of love love of humanity, the love for each other, the love of Gaia, for providing remedy where there has been harm, balance where there has been imbalance, love where there has been fear, kindness where there has been cruelty, light where there has been dark, unity where there has been separation. Nikuka ki uha ki uka. Be with your heart. Like shooting beautiful wishing arrows into the sky. Like wishing upon a star. Let us hold our collective prayers together. And let us power them up with love, with source, and the kinship of each other.
World holding hands in unity, holding hearts with kindness, sowing our seeds, watering them, honoring the earth, honoring each other. Call, you'll notice this gong sound is still echoing out. So
when we throw a pebble into the pond, it's like throwing a powerful prayer. It ripples out and out and out and continues. And when we swim in the sea and we give gratitude to the ocean, that ocean is connected to the whole planet, to everyone. A realization to know how interconnected we all are. And in times of separation and division, we balance out by coming back into what is united, what unites us all. Ah, I can hear a whisper in the background. How's it going there?
I'm connected. Yeah, we're having some fun over here. Also, people are having trouble connecting, so I've got some emails that came in for healing requests, like specific ones. Would you like to hear one of those? Okay.
Absolutely. That sounds perfect. Yeah.
Angela in Boston, she's requesting a healing for her family unit so that members in it can reunite and unrest can settle.
Yes, it's pretty much in sync with the theme of what I was bringing through today. And the gift of Mercury retrograde is the energy of chaos or mishaps is to come back into connecting with source so we can meet it in a new way. And so throughout this, what I've been invoking prior to has been all about coming back into source, coming back into energy. But I will work on specifically now the family unit. So there's a way that we can draw upon someone's personal prayer, which is also a prayer for us all, the family unit, to bring healing. So I'll tune into source and I ask all those to breathe in and hold their family in a place of love, in a place of untapped potential. Because when we reconnect to the source of our being, we create new ways of interacting with one another. This is when we can come into a space, discover a space of forgiveness, discover space to hear more, and discover a space to receive more. So in this instance, you hold your family with love, with like creating a nest for everyone to be held and the power of your prayer that they may come to know how to receive this love, how to reconnect to the gift of their heart and their soul. And it's one kindness at a time, one breath at a time, one movement at a time. And it's more about holding space within yourself to allow space for another to grow. So we're shifting out of so much of a carrying for others, but holding space so that they may feel into the space that they need to respond from in order to recreate anew. So from this energy and this awareness, we'll bring through some healing. And so what we're doing is we're shifting away from discordant energy ties along the karmic lines, discordant energy patterning, false reference point of who we are, so distortions in perceptions. This occurs when we encounter trauma energy, when we haven't been met from another in the way that was honourable or respectful or kind. And then we carry this over and it creates a distortion in your energy pattern. So we're going to clean this up a little bit, lighten up the load of distortion so that it's much easier for you to come into a deeper sense of resonance within your soul. And we'll pay attention to the family entanglements. So it's a landing of the story of the separation that is being invited to shift and coming back into the new story, the deeper story that, hey, deep within myself, I am the remedy, that I have this connection, that I can self-govern and come into a deeper place of love for the family and also for myself. So we're likening this to a tree that knows it's got some weak branches or might have an imbalance of outer energies coming at them, likening this to
people's opinions that might not feel right to you, but you take on their opinion versus residing and trusting in the truth of your own soul is likened to allowing someone to attach to you with their judgments, their thoughts. So this often happens in the family dynamic. So liken it to different things attaching to the tree, and the tree knows organically to kind of strengthen in these areas and harness the power what's available from nature to restore. So giving yourself permission in this moment to release yourself from the entanglements of others, from the distorted energies of others. And where there is now space, invite source energy to come in. So there is a human patterning of landing with the wounds, of landing of the what have nots versus what is innate and what is still here. So the invitation now is to land with what is here. So when you visualize your family, you have an invitation to see your family from a place of wholeness, from a place of potential, from a place of love and kindness. And also inviting oneself and your own response to your family and loved ones, if they come to you in discordant energy, then just go into your space of love. You do not wear the words of another. You wear the words that resound within yourself. When there is discordant energy coming out from another, it is when they have been in a place of separation, in a place of confusion, and they are momentarily disconnected from the source and the truth of who they are. So people land in the story and the drama. Drama is not necessarily a good word. It has negative connotations to it. So we would say in the words, in the deeds of others, versus coming into the gift of now is like a clean slate. Now, can we drop all stories? Now, can we meet each other in a place of potential, a place of love? Deepening in this capacity now for you, we will support with love language. To know thyself, a worthy, worthy journey indeed. Makiko, for when you know yourself truly, the innate source, the untapped potential, and the unlimitedness of your being, you'll know this to be in each other. When you recognize the space that is required for you to embody this, which is the space to be with yourself and the silence of your own mind and the immersion with nature and all that around you is there supportive, when you know what helps and supports you, that is independent of another human being but is purely born from your interaction with source energy, then you will have a knowing. You will have a worthy story to share and a knowing of holding space and allowing space for another, for them to grow into their inner being also. We liken it to you can give a book to someone, but if that person doesn't read the book, then it's just a book that's been given to them. Or they can read the book, but if they don't participate in the lessons that are invited to them through the book. Then it's just a book that they read, just words. Experience, the gift of experience is very important right now. Nukuka ki huka ki motu ka tia huka, muhai ki muna tia kuha. Mua ki a kuhu a ki a kuha ki a kuha. So let us all see the family unit now coming into a place, holding space for each other. An energy of love, kindness, patience, compassion. Same token, there's also a need for holding space for yourself and holding healthy boundaries. For you are responsible for your own life. You can knock on someone's door, the door's shut. You can spend all day knocking on that door, or you can walk away and just come into your space and allow Source to guide you to where the doors are opened. And if someone's firing words of discordance at you, you don't have to wear them. You can say no. I do not wish to hear these words. These words do not resonate. I bid you well, but the answer is no. So healthy boundaries. Let's be. Okay, how's it going there, Nicole?
We are good. We're 4 minutes to the top. But we have a couple more questions. Do we want to maybe squeeze one more in there?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let's do it. Michelle in Ontario would like help clearing her energetic blocks to prosperity and money flow.
Ah, yes. So here's a classic example where we feel we've got a block to prosperity and money flow. And the way through this is to invite Source Energy to put a prayer. So if this was me, I would ask for Source Energy, for God, for love, to show me abundance. Show me where I'm already abundant. Show me the source of energy for me to open more readily into the abundance that is always here. Show me how to heal limiting beliefs that I'm still maybe holding on to that may be doubting this limitless flow of abundance. Show me how I may breathe more deeply into a growing confidence and awareness that I, like so many others, are a work in progress. May I breathe into the worthiness of my being. Show me how I can receive more. So it's often how we meet situations that come our way. So unexpected happenings can come our way, but when we meet it from connecting to Source, from prayer, from asking to receive, and giving yourself permission to learn as you go, having patience that you are learning with each moment as it's unfolding. So seeing yourself as a blessing to this world, and each moment that comes along your pathway is a blessing. Even in its discordance, it's an invitation to meet it with harmony, with unity. So it is. Okay, there we go. Oh, we might have dropped off again.
I'm still here. We've got 2 minutes to the top, so shameless self-promotion and whatever you want to share, this is the time.
All right, so you guys out there, I'm available for one-on-one soul activation distant healing sessions. You can go to my website, Healing Embrace. I'm also have a Facebook page on Healing Embrace. But the best way to utilize this is to book in a one-on-one session with me. So if you're not from New Zealand and you're not from Christchurch, then soul activation distant healing is the way to go. You can book that through my website.
And if you do live in Christchurch, then you're lucky enough to browse there and see the other things that I do. So I'm I use sound healing. I hold healing circles. I use the gong, the drum, the crystal, and I use my voice. And I'm just here to empower others to remind you that you are beautiful and that whatever I'm doing is just innately within me, it's innate within you, and just helping you to connect to that source energy so that you can harness that power into your life, in your body, and your being. And so these frequencies and the gifts that I bring also work on all levels of your being, your physical, your emotional, mind, body, and spirit.
All right, great to connect with you, Linda, and wonderful sound energies coming through today. Linda is also all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
And we're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.